Welcome to today's deep dive, especially for those of you tuning in from the Sri Lankan community.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. Whether you're a student prepping for exams, a parent, or, you know, a business buyer out in Colombo, this one is really for you. We are unpacking a pretty inspiring article today from laptop.lak.
Right. The Rebuilding Sri Lanka Initiative.
Exactly. And wow, they have brought digital learning to over 15,000 students, which, I mean, 15,000, that sounds amazing on paper, right? Like the ultimate silver bullet for education.
It really does. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the article gets into how this is, well, it's way more than just a standard corporate donation.
Right. Because, okay, let's unpack this. Giving a student a computer is, it's like handing them a seed.
Yeah.
But if you don't give them soil and water, it just won't grow. So what does this actually mean for those 15,000 students?
Well, that is the exact problem we are tackling. I mean, it is so easy to just drive a truck up to a school, drop off boxes and, you know, take pictures for a press release.
Oh, absolutely. The classic PR photo op. But then a year later, half the laptops are collecting dust because a keyboard broke or nobody installed the right software. How does a retailer make sure this isn't just a flash in the pan?
So the documentation for this initiative explicitly moves away from that drop-and-run approach. Their focus, according to the More Than Computers section, is on building complete learning environments.
Complete learning environments. Okay, that sounds great, but what does that actually look like on the ground? What is the digital soil and water here?
It means they are focused on the infrastructure. So not just dropping off inventory, but, you know, doing the physical installation, securing the networks, and making sure the operating systems are actually geared toward the curriculum.
Right. So they actually have a system in place for when things go wrong.
Yeah, they have to.
Because think about your own setup, right? If your Wi-Fi goes down at your office in Colombo, your whole day just stops until it's fixed.
Now imagine a classroom of teenagers dealing with a crashed hard drive, but they have zero IT support. The donation basically becomes useless at that point.
It really does. Bridging the digital divide takes so much more than gadgets.
It takes long-term infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
The technology is really only as good as the environment supporting it.
And setting all that up, I mean, that takes serious resources and commitment, which I guess makes sense when you look at who is behind this. Laptop.lco has been rooted here since, what, 1998?
1998,
yeah.
Nearly three decades.
Wow.
And if you have outfitted an office recently or bought a home setup, you know their core business is all about genuine, warranty-backed tech. They aren't just moving cardboard boxes.
And here is where it gets really interesting to me. You do not last almost 30 years in retail without fundamentally understanding longevity.
No, you definitely do not.
It is like they are applying their actual business model, that emphasis on reliable, backed-up tech, straight into their philanthropy. Mm. They know a computer without support is just, well, an expensive paperweight.
Right. They're essentially treating these school projects with the same standard of care they would give a major corporate client.
That is a great way to put it.
They want to be trusted and reliable over time, not just for one big giveaway. It's an environment built to last.
Which completely shifts how you look at the scale here. It is not just 15,000 free laptops. It is 15,000 students getting sustained, supported access to the digital world.
Sustained access, exactly.
So that leaves us with a pretty massive thought to chew on.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, if just one reliable computer setup can completely alter a student's career trajectory today, what is the compounding effect of 15,000 empowered students going to look like for Sri Lanka's economy in a decade?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a fundamentally different landscape.
It really is. You're not just planting a few trees, you're growing a forest. To see what these classrooms actually look like on the ground and to read the full story for yourself, head over to laptop.loak and check out the article. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.